You know, I forgot that, completely forgot that Roger used to smoke so much, I thought that would be the one habit that he would not be able to break. He would go out, he would go out every day. Sure. Tommy, sure. smoke. And I remember telling you, Roger, that thing's got control of you. Yeah, I said, it's got you.
Yes, you did.
And he gave it up and has never been back since.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness
that's
for
awesome.
That.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that really is.
But now I'm mainlining now.
once he puts his teeth into something, it's good or bad. It's in there. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline. Talk to our buddy Ernie Murray, the pride of Wabaseka, and now pride of Saline County. Who knew? What's up, Ernie?
Hey, David, how you doing?
Doing great. You know, since the last time you were on the show, we've added a new, we've lost Tommy and added a new team member. Hey, say hello to Justin Moore.
Hey, Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Ernie. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Man, I want to tell you, I had a chance to come to your concert, and I was very impressed. I came to the fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club at Saline County, and I was very impressed with what you did. You're just a great ambassador for Arkansas.
Well,
and I'm so happy you're on the bus.
Well, thank you, Ernie. That's very kind of you to say, and right back at you, man. I was telling the guys in here earlier this morning, I don't remember if you reffed some of my basketball games when I played in high school, or if you were just at a couple of the games.
Do you remember?
And we were going.
No,
oh my gosh, that's
Ernie
Murray.
Game.
He said he did.
Okay.
Well, Justin, did you play at Pullian?
I did.
Okay, you know y'all make the homemade donuts when you win.
That's it.
But if you lose, you don't get it anymore.
What? What's this?
Yeah, we have homemade donuts at our basketball games.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, yep. that's an interesting thing.
Spot on, my man.
Hey, what do you say?
Roll, trap, roll.
Ernie, we just wanted to get you on the phone real quick. Hogs are, I think, a 10.5 point favorite according to Oaklawn, South Carolina. And, boy, finally got a little life these last two games, maybe some momentum. Win this game tonight, knock off A&M, and we're right back in the hunt.
Well, you know, David, people panic, and you know, you bring in 10 new basketball players or 9 or 10 that haven't played, you're going to have what I call growing pains where he finally has found, I think, the right chemistry to go with Note to win basketball games. Look at Jalen Williams now. Since he inserted Wade in the lineup, Jalen Williams looked like a man. Before he put him in, he played very small.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think players are comfortable with certain players on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've been talking about that, pushing the right buttons, and what was it? Was it Trey Wade? Who was the other started with Wade?
Kamani Johnson.
Yeah, that seemed
before
to give
he
spark.
Got hurt.
Yeah,
he had started with Wade, and I was saying, Ernie, I think those two guys, you need those guys like the Kamani Johnson or Trey Wade, who they're not going out there trying to get 12, 15 shots up a game. They're just trying to do the dirty work, get defensive boards, putbacks, you know, help out on defense, et cetera. And I think that's been a big part of our success over the last couple of games is finding some of those glue guys.
And I think also another important thing, Jeff, is you've got to find a guy that do the dirty work. And when I say dirty work, I hope people don't take this the wrong way. You got to have a guy out there that's going to stick his hand in the hornet's nest and get stung. And you know who that is? Kamani Johnson when he's back. He
hornet's
does
nest.
The dirty work. And I really like this basketball team now. They believe, you know, if we beat South Carolina and A&M, we right back in the hunt.
Yep.
I just think when you bring in all those new guys, Coach Musselman brought in all those new guys. And it takes a while to gel. Last year we got lucky and they gelled early. I mean, you know, they went on a losing streak. Remember that? Then they turned it around. So I think this basketball team is primed to make a deep run, and I'm impressed where we are as a basketball team. And, hey, we got to give it up to the basketball team that went to LSU when Coach Musk was out with shoulder surgery and went down there and beat the number 12 team on their basketball court.
Yeah, we talked about that, Ernie. I mean, obviously that's a big thing. But one of the things that we're talking about right now is it kind of dovetails off of what you just said about that team that went down to LSU. They were without Coach Muss, and now it seems like we're going to be without Coach Muss. And we were a little bit shocked just to think that the other day when he had his surgery that it was going to – I have not had that surgery. David Basil has, and maybe he's an anomaly and has had more surgeries, so he's used to it. But we're just shocked that the coach is – I mean, shocked now that the coach is not going to be there at the game on the bench, even sitting there. You have any input on that or insight?
Yes. You know, a lot of times you use that as motivation. Coach Muss is at home. Let's go down here and shock the world. And that's exactly what happened. Those kids laid it on the line. And it just isn't a test to Coach Smart. You know, he goes down to – he's been a head coach before. I think an interim.
Right.
Maybe a head coach for a couple of years. So he knows the right buttons to push. And I think this basketball team really wanted to win this basketball game for their coach. Now, South Carolina is going to come out tonight and play us physical. That worries me a little bit. When teams play us physical, a lot of times we have a tendency to shy away. But with those three guys he's been playing and with Jalen Williams stepping up, I really think this basketball team is on the bubble. Another thing, since I got you on the phone.
Yes.
If you're 7'3", I got to find somewhere for you to play. I don't care if it's 5 minutes. No, if you're 7'3", I got to find 5 minutes for you to play.
Interesting. Well, he did play.
You're going to need that kid.
He did play a few minutes against Missouri, right? But that was it. Didn't play any against LSU, right?
He played a mop-up role against Missouri.
But Ernie, is that predicated by the team you're playing, the opponent? You know, does he fit in with the game plan against a certain opponent?
Matchup.
Well, and you don't know because you don't even give him a chance. You get what I'm saying? So you don't know if he can play at that level or not because he never touches the floor.
You got a Connor fan. We're
so
all
you
fans.
you also said earlier, you said you got to have a guy to reach in the hornet's nest. And I was thinking back. I was going to say back in your day and your teams, who was the guy who would get dirty and reach in the hornet's nest?
Ernie Murray.
Arlen Bauer. Okay. Go in there, get in his. I can't say what I want to say on the phone.
Yeah.
Go in there. That's your job. To go in there and disrupt. And you got to have.
What was rough, Ernie? I mean, listen. What was rough? Draw foul.
No, this is what you do. I lost your name. Roger. When you check in the game, the guy you are guarding, you go in and you elbow him. And if he said, man, what are you doing? You already in his head.
All right.
But if he elbow you back, you in trouble.
Okay. Okay. All right, very good.
He set the tone early, right?
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, but
he set the tone early. Justin, no, he was a little dirty. Ask him about it.
Hey, when you're 5'6" and 135 pounds, you gotta be.
Gotta get dirty,
my friend.
Wow.
But
Justin, you to be 5'6" and 135 pounds, you have some pipes. The next time you close, I want to put on some cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. And what they call it, Gucci Rowe.
Hey, you're always welcome, man. You won't remember, but I've had the opportunity to meet you a few times, and you're always very, very kind. And so you're always welcome. Next time, don't buy tickets. I know somebody that can get you some for free. But I was critical a couple of weeks ago, you talking about doing the dirty work. We've obviously talked about that since you've been on the phone, but I was critical two or three weeks ago when we were struggling. I told these guys, we don't have any dogs. And we finally found a couple, I think.
Can I tell you what Nolan used to say?
Please.
He said, if you got all nice guys, you're going to get beat. You at least need one thug. I shouldn't say that on the radio. But he said you need one guy that will go in there and do whatever you need him to do.
Yep.
And I think we finally have found that. And this basketball team, I went up, I took a guy last Wednesday night when we played Missouri, a guy that's here on a visa, never seen the Razorbacks before. I just drove up and took him to the game. And I told him when we blew Missouri out on the way home, I said, man, I need to take you a lot more. But I was impressed with that basketball team, the effort. We played defense against Missouri and played pretty good defense against LSU.
Well, I think, you know, that I think that applies in all sports, Ernie. I think football is the same way. You got to have an edge to you. You know, you need to have an edge. You just eye of the tiger.
You got to have eye of the tiger.
Yeah, you know, I always give Joe Klein as a great example. Joe's a super nice guy off the court, but when you get on the court, he's gonna mix it up with you. You know, he'll mix it up with you. So if you had to make the call right now, tournament team or no tournament team, Ernie, right now?
Oh, we make the tournament.
Okay.
See, the key to it is, these next two games are crucial because you're at home These are winnable games.
Okay? Absolutely.
You owe A&M, so you should be fired up Saturday.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
South Carolina, if you come out and hit them in the mouth, they'll quit. But if you come out and let South Carolina lay around, they're not a great basketball team. But Frank Martin is going to make them play hard and physical. Now, tonight, they're going to fire No Tate a lot. You watch. He's going to put, every time you look around, he's going to have a fresh body on him, probably a bigger guy, 6'5 guy, to try to wear him out. These are games, Nolan used to always say this, if you win all your home conference games, press this down, and split your other one, you make the Big Dance every year. So we got a great great chance to make it. I never got down on this basketball team because I believe that they were trying to find the right chemistry.
Certainly if we win two games this week, we'll be on our way, I think. Certainly confidence will be back. You know, I didn't realize, Ernie, I must have missed it. How long have you been living in Rogers and RJ's neighborhood, Saline County?
I think we've been out here 5 years. And, you know, RJ is a big man out here, and Roger's even. I think Roger has to have security out here.
Well, the thing is, Ernie, has Roger invited you over to his new estate? That's the question. You have to have the gate code, but has he invited you over?
Hey,
no.
Roger, I tell you what, I can get in the gates. That's no problem. I know all the builders out here. But I can get in the gates.
So tell
everybody over to his new estate.
Tell everybody what you're doing, Ernie.
I work for American Medical on 12th and Little Rock, and I sell medical equipment. I'm on the DME side. I sell power wheelchairs, braces, any kind of brace you name, I sell it. And I enjoy what I'm doing because it really makes me feel like I'm still playing Razorback basketball because I am helping people to get better.
I heard that.
How about that? Well, then, you know what? And that's a great thing that you're doing, and you've got a good heart, Ernie. But that brings me to something else, since that's what you do. First of all, you're welcome over to my house anytime. We got plenty of room for you. And I'll meet you at any one of over 40 Big Red stores, and we can have a cup of coffee over it anytime you want to. That brings me to this question. When you sell some of those medical devices and things, do you ever have in the description or in conversation that something is above or below the knee?
Yes. What do you know about this? What do you know about that, Ronnie?
Well, I'll tell you what I know about it. It's just the thing, Ernie. These guys, these silly boys, they beat me up all the time because I talked to a man who had lost his legs. He was an Elvis impersonator, and I just thought it was fascinating. It's probably something sick about me. But I asked him, well, how far up is your deal? He goes, I said, above or below the knee. And he said, whatever, I can't remember what he said. I just want to make sure, in the medical field, it is proper speak to say above or below the knee.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ernie Murray.
Is it below the knee amputee or is it above the knee? That is big.
Thank you, Ernie Murray.
Yes. Roger, you may be great at this because you already know some of the terminology.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course.
It's just talk. And I saw The Fugitive, so I figured.
Well, Ernie, listen, you're the best. You're a great guy.
Sure,
and
we're
going to get you up in studio sometime, man. We'd love to see you in person.
Yeah. Okay, well, you just call me, David. You know, I'll be more than happy to do it. And Justin and Roger, you guys do a great job.
Thank you, buddy.
I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, Ernie.
Thanks so much.
Ernie,
honored to talk to you, buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
Ernie Murray's a big dog. He's a big dog. Go home. He's a big dog.